Well, this morning we're going to talk elections. Cass County Auditor and Election Commissioner Dale Sunderman with us here this morning. And rumor has it there's an election coming up here soon.
That's definite.
Absolutely. Well, and there's actually an election already going on. We don't have election day anymore. We kind of have election periods now, and voting ahead of time has been going on, and a lot of folks have been taking advantage of that so far.
Yes, but you have to remember that everything hinges on where you're a resident on election day. So the early voting is also dependent on that. If you're going to be moving between now and election day, if you come in and vote early, you need to claim where you're going to actually be a resident on election day and re-register if need be.
Sure. The voting early has been a convenience a lot of folks have decided to take advantage of over time. There are a lot of ways that you can get those ballots early. You don't just have to come to the auditor's office. There are a few different ways, aren't there?
Well, there are basically two ways. Yeah. One can be by mail, and I mean, they're slightly different because those who are overseas can request one too, and they have a little more allowance than those who are domestic. But the mail is one way, and that you just need to fill out an absentee ballot request form, and it can either be hand-delivered to the auditor's office or it can be mailed to the auditor's office, and then once received, then we're required to mail the ballot out to the person requesting the ballot. The one thing we don't do is we don't actually hand out ballots to anyone bringing those forms in. So you have the choice of by mail of doing it one of the two ways that you're doing it. But if you come in to vote, and that started September 29th and continues up through November 7th at 5 o'clock, you can come into the auditor's office and basically then register to vote, request an absentee ballot, but you only need to re-register if you haven't already been registered. Request the ballot and vote right there and then you have to leave it. You can't take it away and bring it back. It has to be done immediately.
Right. And you do have a couple of Saturday opportunities as well.
We have two Saturdays coming up. This October 29th will be open from 8 o'clock through 5 o'clock for absentee voting and other business. That's also the final day that a person can pre-register to vote. And that's important in the sense that if you pre-register, then you don't have to present additional proof at the polls. Of course, if you already registered, it doesn't make any difference. But after October 29th, you can still register and vote. But before you can register, you'd need to prove identity and residency. And the easiest way to do that is basically, if you're in that situation, is to have your driver's license handy because it'll both have your ID and your residence. If you have an out-of-state driver's license or your driver's license hasn't been updated, you just need to bring an additional piece of information such as a utility bill, a statement for property tax, or some other type of information of the same.
Yeah, try to make that as easy as possible to get that taken care of ahead of time, because you don't want any snafus when you get there. Do you get a lot of people that double check, that call or stop by to find out or make sure that they're registered before an election comes around?
Most persons even have a copy of their voter registration card in there. You do not have to present your voter registration card or a photo ID on election day unless the precinct official, for one reason or another, isn't sure of your ID. They are allowed by law to request ID from anyone. However, with the new Precinct Atlas electronic system that we're going to be using for registering people as they come in and doing it, it would speed up the process for our precinct election officials and for the voter himself if they would basically present their driver's license, because we have a scanner that will read the barcode and it'll immediately pull their record up on the computer system. And in lieu of that, you could also use your voter ID card, which has also a barcode on it. But you do have to have those barcodes. Then it'll immediately pull it up in that. But that doesn't prevent you any other way. You can give the information verbally to them as they do that.
Yeah. still do it the same way you have done in the past, but
right.
I noted in September you did that with the school elections, and it seemed to go pretty quickly when I was through to vote that day. Did it seem pretty quickly to the workers there?
Yeah, that was our initial use of this equipment. We think it'll be great. It basically removes any of the complications that people get into on what they should do. It'll also help people with this registration process if it need be used, or if persons have appeared at the wrong precinct. The equipment software will provide a statement saying, hey, you're in the wrong precinct. Kind of come down a list, a checklist of things as you come in. Like, oops, it'll pop up and say the question, is this the right address? If it is, then it basically gives the questions you need to ask the voter to make sure that they have it. But in the normal case, it'll pop right up. And it'll then, they'll generate a form which you would sign, and you'll be issued the ballot, and you'll go into the booth, vote the ballot, and run it through the optical scanner, and you're done.
Sure.
So it speeds up the process, I think, considerably.
A lot of times you're not going to have massive lines for certain elections, but when you get to an election in a presidential year, it's a pretty full ballot. A lot of times, especially during dinner hours and things when people are off work, you can get lines at some of the precincts.
Yes, you can, and especially if you have those special situations like you have to re-register or there's some complication with what you're doing. But there are very, very few of them. But again, if you're one of those new voters, and I think we'll have several of them this year, it would be to your advantage and to the precinct and for your neighbors to speed the process up if you would pre-register. And the last day is to pre-register is October 29th, which is coming right up. So if you could come in Friday or Saturday of this week, which puts us at the 29th, it would speed it up. And we just want to remind those persons that aren't around during the normal weekday and won't be around on November 8th that, yes, we would like you to come in. Because we do mail out ballots up through November 4th, and but that doesn't really give time for them to get back to be tallied with the election night results, but we still can mail them out, but that's the last we can mail one out, so we have to receive all requests for ballots to be mailed out no later than that day.
And then the counting gets going as soon as the polls close up. Now, when people come in, I know there have been a lot of people that have been coming in and voting ahead of time, voting absentee or voting in person here at the courthouse. Those votes, what happens to those votes after they're cast?
Okay, those that are basically here, those ballots, when they come in, the tally of the votes themselves, mm-hmm. None of that occurs until Election Day. Whether they're voted absentee or whether they're voted at the polls. And what happens with the absentee ballots is when they do come into our office, whether when they're voted there, of course they're there, or when they're mailed, then they are filed in the auditor's office and stored in a locked storage area, sealed in their individual affidavit envelopes until November 8th. And then on November 8th, a group of Republican and Democratic officials who basically form our absentee precinct board, they are the ones that then open those envelopes and doing it. And the approximate process is the absentee ballot precinct officials first review the affidavits on the envelope. All affidavit envelopes have to be signed before we can consider them. But when they come in, they'll review those affidavit envelopes, and if they're sufficient, then they'll open the affidavit envelope and they'll remove the secrecy envelope with the ballot still inside and place it in a pile. And they repeat that process until the pile of ballots that they're working on is completely opened. And then they'll take that number of secrecy sleeves and mix them up. And then they will count the secrecy sleeves with the ballots still inside and count them to make sure that they've got the same amount that they supposedly opened, so we don't want to lose any. And then they basically feed them through an optical scanner, which keeps track of the results for the year. But in Cass County, the optical scanner that we use is the same one that is located in each of the 13 regular precincts. Mm-hmm. But no count results are available until after the close of the polls on the day of the election. And of course, that's 9:00 on the 8th. And the optical scanner enclosement is closed, and then the printer prints out the results for placement in a tally book. Okay, that gets the results there locally, but the results are stored on a basically a stick, memory stick, and then that is delivered back to the auditor's office, fed into the computer and equipment software that will tally those from each of the individual precincts. Now, the absentee ballots is usually the first precinct to be available, so we do usually have the absentee precinct results before the others, so that once we start feeding in it, we can generate a list of whatever precincts just returned, or if multiple precincts have been in, then we can generate one. And if there's a lot of precincts coming in close to the same time and we don't get a list, we'll combine others before we give a list. And then we won't have all the results until the end of the day. And during the process, sometimes we'll probably, the state Secretary of State also keeps track of results. So we'll try to get an initial set of results probably right after the absentee that we'll send to them for the first. And then as the night goes on, we'll continue to deliver results to them until we're finally done. And we're hoping to have the results all in prior to 10:30 at least.
Yeah, it's quite a process. It's amazing that it actually goes as fast as it does with so much that has to be done. I want to mention, too, that because there's talk all the time about can something happen that would spoil this or spoil that or ruin this, the fact that in the individual precincts that the results are transferred from that machine on a memory stick, it's not hooked up to the internet, that actually is an additional security measure, too.
Yes, that's part of the reason they're doing it. And even those that do use modems or a method of doing it on wire or air, then they're doing it only at one time, so basically you can't hack it. It's be just en route, and there'd be no way to get into it and basically change the results.
Sure. So there are a lot of those things that are sometimes discussed out there. They've all been thought of already, and there are a lot of measures in place to make sure that your vote will count.
Yeah, this is Iowa only. I mean, there are states that don't have the same type of equipment or the same rules, but I think each state has done as much as they can to make sure that their voting system is secure. That's part of the reason for switching to Precinct Atlas for those very few times that the precinct officials don't know what to do and may do something slightly different than what we think it should be done. This will basically eliminate even those few times, we hope. And it worked very smoothly in this special school election, and we think it'll work smoothly this time. And, of course, we always appreciate the assistance of all those voters who come in, because that's really a main thing. And also the candidates and anyone that might be a poll watcher or whatever, that it's something we're all in it together, and it's something that it's a team that basically does it. And it's not just our team of precinct election officials, the auditor's office staff, but everyone that helps with the election.
Anytime prior to that, you've got a couple of Saturday opportunities. You can stop by the auditor's office to take care of that business, make sure that you get the registration all taken care of ahead of time. And then also election day, the polls are open from when to when?
Open at 7 o'clock, and our precinct officials will be at the precinct roughly at 6 o'clock. And the precincts close at 9, and then there's the canvas or opening of the getting the results into the tally book thereafter that, so they'll be doing that. So it's a long time from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock, so please treat your precinct election officials well.
Yeah, it's a long day for them. Very good. Dale, thank you so much. Appreciate all you do, and good luck with the coming election.
Thank you.